Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be at home, at work. You could be my friend in Kentucky on that tractor trailer. You could be that limousine cab driver, man, and I forgot where he is, but you know who the hell you are. All my restaurateurs and bartenders and Uber people and Lyft people and DoorDash people and UPS and police and fire and hospital, military, and everybody. And if I missed you specifically, everybody is a large umbrella. If you fall underneath everybody, thank you for listening. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey's in New York City, and we're going to be hanging out for 2 more hours, okay? The show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Shout out to my folks on the West Coast, and then people who are 3 more hours back there, or my people in Hawaii. And shout out to my people in Paris, and then Mr. 80. Shout out to Mr. 80. I see you, P. Mr. 80, I hear you. Darren Waller's music stinks. Anyway. We've talked about a lot today. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Justin Jefferson's new contract. Unfortunately, Larry Allen, Cowboys legend on that offensive line. He passed away yesterday. We learned about that. We're going to have RJ Choppy from 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. He's going to come through and chat it up with us. Right before we went to break, we talked briefly about the Stanley Cup Finals. They get into action on Saturday. We have Edmonton, we have Florida. They're going to go at it to get their hands on the Stanley Cup. The Panthers are still babies of an organization. They got to be, what, 30 years old at this point? Never won a championship, and it's been around the same amount of time since Edmonton has been able to hoist the cup. We got the NBA Finals. They start a little bit sooner. They get going on Thursday up in Boston. And so it's a little bit of a waiting game right now in the world of sports. Of course, all of the controversy surrounding Caitlin Clark has got people going. Justin Jefferson now being the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL at $35 million a year. He got people going. And then, yes, we talked about Darren Waller and of the New York Giants. This Hickey, that man don't want to play no football. I mean, you making sad ass songs like that. That man does not want to play no football.
Doesn't. No, you're right about that.
Like, if he wanted to make us. If he made a song and it sounded like, I don't know, some Limp Bizkit from like 30 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe not 30, but 20 years ago, I'd say he's ready to play football. But the man is making love songs about his wife reportedly stabbing him in the back. What NFL player does that?
With a terrible music video.
Oh, my God.
You thought the song was bad. Yeah. Watch the video.
He steps to the line of scrimmage this year, right? What the hell is the opposition saying to him? Like, what are they saying?
Oh, boy. There's, like, there's a lot there.
How's your ex? You going to make a song about me? Like, what do you... He needs to just go make music for all of this, man. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Andy is here from Pittsburgh. Hey, Andy, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, man?
Hey, you talking about singers that... that was athletes and everything. Well, I got two for you. Ruben Sierra that played for the Texas Rangers. He had several albums called, there was one, Salsa Music is
Andy,
what it's called.
I know Ruben Sierra personally. Yes, Salsa. I played in a baseball game with Ruben Sierra. I played in Bernie Williams' baseball game with Ruben Sierra last year. And here's the thing. Andy, I know it's been a while. I'm thinking about, like, most people wouldn't know Ruben Sierra if he just, like, walked by him right now. And so I could think about Arbor. I could tell you about another one of his teammates. Paul O'Neill played the drums, okay? There are a lot of athletes who have, musical, dare I say, interests. But can you name somebody that, like, most people know?
How about Mike Reed, who played linebacker for Penn State and Cincinnati Bengals? He had some hits on the country charts.
How long ago was that?
That was 90s.
Okay. You think, like, most people listening remember that?
Well, I do, but, I mean, okay. I don't know how many do. I mean, yeah. I just thought you asked the question and wonder.
Right.
So that's the best two answers I got.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, Andy. Thank you, man.
I'd have to do more research for you.
I'm just trying to think of, like, some, like, real, real famous. Like all, like, celebrities. Like, somebody people would know.
Oh, okay. Hey, I almost named my son after Ruben. He's my favorite player.
Really?
Ruben?
Man, he's still built like a truck. Let me tell you something, okay? Don't cross that man. He'll crush you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Andy. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
No problem. Andy from Pittsburgh. I did not think that I would hear the name Ruben Sierra. Yeah, I remember Ruben. Played on them Rangers and the Yankees. Ruben's job was to go out there and blast home runs. Yeah, he sings. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot. Allen Iverson put out a record. Hickey, do you remember Kobe Bryant putting out a record?
No.
Good. Good. I was going to say try to keep it that way, but it's impossible now. One day you'll look it up. Yeah, there's a lot of people. Well, come on. We played this a couple of weeks ago. I don't even remember what it was. Yeah, now I do. Didn't Shaq put out a record against Shannon Sharp?
Put out a diss track.
Oh, my God. Oh.
It wasn't awful.
It was dated because Shaq is, not that he wants to hear this, he's a little bit old of a fella right now, right? So would it be authentic if Shaq put out a record and he sounded like Lil Baby? Probably not. Anyway. Darren Waller, thank you for telling us about music. In other news, since we talked about, we got another guy in baseball. You may not even know who the hell this guy is, but he's going to be made an example of. Tusa Pita Marcano. You don't know who that is. He doesn't play. You don't know who that is because he's been hurt. You don't know who that is. You may not know who he is ever. You may not see him again. He's a shortstop for the Padres. He's been dealing with the recovery from a torn ACL. This man reportedly bet on Padres games while he was rehabbing. And if you know anything about baseball, you know what that means? He's going to be given the boot for life. And this is ridiculous. This is the bad stuff. He's 24 years old. Major League Baseball is investigating. And the part that's awful is he reportedly was doing this on one of these sports books on his phone. And they can track it. And then the places who track it report it to Major League Baseball. And they basically say, hey, Tusa Pita was over here gambling on games. And Major League Baseball gets an alert. This is no different than what happened here in Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, man, his name escapes me. Oh, he's on the Jack. Hickey, he's not even on the Jags. He left the Jags. Is he on your team now?
He's on the Tennessee Titans. That is Calvin Ridley.
Yes. Calvin Ridley. Oh, my God. Calvin Ridley was away from the Atlanta Falcons on like a mental health break. Meanwhile, he was gambling on through his phone on a sports book. And they ship him out to Jacksonville. It felt like he missed basically 2 years. Nothing came out that he was over here gambling on Falcons games. But Calvin Ridley, and maybe I forgot his name for a second. He's a notable receiver. I expect him, when healthy, to go out there and give you 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. Tucapito, nobody knows who he is. This guy's going to be buried. He's 24 years old. Hickey, I'm sure if you go online right now, there are probably memes, and I don't know, maybe other cultures will kind of frown on it. Like, is it only the meme when they say you need to learn Chinese, like to go play overseas? That's only for basketball, right?
I guess so. But, I mean, that I feel like could be worked universally.
Well, for him, it's baseball. It'd be Japan.
That's true.
Japanese. But I don't know if would he be embraced in Japan or Korea, or they'd be like, man, if you was cheating over there, why are we going to bring you over here? We don't trust you.
Especially with nothing to his name in the sense of like any sort of you know, body of work, fielding-wise, hitting-wise, that could say, okay, you know, he made a mistake, we'll take him on. No-name player who made a the one Cardinals thing you can't commit, he did.
I guess if one guy's going to have his back, it's going to be, would it be Pete Rose? If Pete Rose has to have his back, right?
He has to, right? I mean, if not, he's outing himself at that point.
This man, Tucapito, he has 5 career home runs, 34 RBIs. He made his big league debut in 2021 with San Diego. And he has 7 stolen bases. He has a career average of .217. This man's career is done. He's going to have to play in Mexico, the Dominican Republic. He's done in baseball. And it's sad, man. Like, but if you know the rules, then what are you doing? I know a lot of people want to make noise about Shohei Ohtani, and people still say that Ipe Mizuhara, you know, took the fall for Ohtani. Like, Ohtani got off. The FBI said Ohtani had nothing to do with it. Ohtani is making $700 million just on his baseball contract. Tucapita he might be bagging groceries somewhere next year. And the clock is still ticking until we have a notable. It's one thing to have the biggest name in baseball, the best player in baseball, like semi-attached to what's going on in the gambling space. It's another thing when you have a guy who's barely a major leaguer and he's basically rehabbing a torn leg, and now his career is pretty much done at 24 years old. When does the all-star, the superstar get caught? When is there the next Pete Rose? You know, Hickey, I got to be honest. And I get it. We're in this new space, and we have the Calvin Ridleys, and I know Jameson Williams, he got in trouble. And, like, somebody's going to get got eventually. You know, it's amazing that we've gone all these years without a major gambling controversy. You know, every now and then somebody would get got in college and try to be influenced. We heard horror stories. But in the pros, what's the hockey player? His wife was calling him out for a while and saying he was betting.
Evander Kane.
Yes. Man, trying to call that guy a terrible guy. I'm surprised we haven't had more of that, though, man. It's due. Like, it's coming sooner than later that some superstar gets caught up, or even a star gets caught up in gambling. I think it's inevitable.
I hope not, just because, I mean, then that's one superstar we'll never see again, which stinks. But, I mean, also, like, I would have no sympathy if, you know, whatever, if Shohei actually was gambling on baseball. And, like, it's been, what, 3 years, roughly? No, not every state has legalized gambling, but for the most part, most states, if you are going to gamble, it's been legal within the last 3 years. And that's when teams have made a big push, right, to
make their players aware. It's 3 years now. There's no excuse anymore for not knowing or, oh, I didn't know because I was hurt or, hey, I was gambling on another sport. You gamble on your own sport, you're done for life. Simple as that.
Somebody is going to, you know what? It's almost like a couple of guys did. My friend did it for me. Like, somebody's always going to try to circumvent things. There's going to be someone who's desperate and their back is up against the wall and maybe they have nothing to lose. It's wild. To Sapito Marcano, barely a Major League Baseball player, about to be banned for life, betting on his own games, his own team's games that he wasn't participating in because he was hurt. That's what they say about idle time, man. Idle time will get your ass in trouble. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have a guest. We're going to dive into some Dallas sports right now with RJ Choppy of 105.3 The Fan out in Dallas. I know the Stars didn't make it to the Stanley Cup Finals, but the Mavs did. The Texas Rangers just won the World Series. And in unfortunate news today, with the Dallas Cowboys, we learned of the passing of Larry Allen. We're going to talk it all up with RJ on the other side. I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. RJ Choppy on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we might be coast to coast, but I want to focus in on Dallas. I want to talk about the Metroplex. I want to talk about the Stars and the Cowboys and the defending World Series champion Rangers. And then how about this on Thursday? This is the team still alive. I want to talk about the Mavs. No better person to do this with than RJ Choppy, co-host of the mornings on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. RJ, how are you, man?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. I feel like Dallas missed out on a great opportunity. We saw what took place with the Stars, but we still have the Mavs this Thursday. How's the city feeling right now? A little bit bittersweet?
Yeah, there's an element of that. I mean, you know,
we may have to put RJ on hold. I don't know. Maybe the football gods in Dallas are saying something with RJ's phone. We'll put RJ on hold and see what's going on with his phone in the meantime, and we get him back on a better line. And the reason why I wanted to chat it up with RJ is because Dallas is in a unique spot. I had talked about how you take a look at New York and, you know, you got to give James Dolan a little bit of credit for where the Knicks and the Rangers were able to go. Well, Dallas is, you know, here he is. RJ, you here? You good?
All right. Can you hear me now? Did this work better?
Yeah, it does. What happened? The football hockey gods are against us? What happened?
Well, the football gods are against everybody in DFW, it seems.
Go ahead.
But, yeah, there's a little bittersweet. You know, it's, look, hockey in the South is what it is, right? It's not nearly as big as the other three sports. And so I think if you were to ask fans around DFW, would they sacrifice the Stars for the Mavs win to get to the NBA Finals, I think a lot of people outside of the diehard Stars fans would say yes. And that's kind of what they got.
Wow. Well, we know the Finals is getting underway on Thursday. What is your confidence level that the Mavs can walk away with the championship, something that the Stars don't even have the chance to do?
You know, I think Boston clearly should be favored, right? Like, they've earned the right to be the favorite. I think there's a lot of, let's go back to the Super Bowl, right? I think there's a lot of Niners Chiefs to this matchup. And I think Boston's the Niners. Like, they're the better team. They've got a better roster. They're more complete. I think that every GM in the NBA would trade their roster for the Celtics right now. You know, but the Chiefs had him, and the Mavericks have him. And that's the difference. I think that gives the Mavs a fighting chance. When you have the best player on the floor, you have a chance in the NBA. That's just the nature of the sport, right? It's the nature of basketball. If you get the best player on the floor, you got a chance to win. So I do give them a good chance. Not a great chance. Like, you know, I think this thing can go deep. I think they can win this thing in six games or seven games. I don't think that, you know, the Celtics are going to sweep them. And it would not surprise me if this goes six or seven, and wouldn't surprise me who wins. But I think Boston clearly needs to be favored.
Without a shadow of a doubt, RJ Choppy is here with us. A morning show co-host at 105.3 The Fan out in Dallas, Fort Worth. Nationally, most people who see Luka Doncic, you see a lethal crybaby. Like, he's one of the most dangerous players in the entire NBA. If he wins a championship, people will most definitely say he's the best guy. How is he received in Dallas, in the fan base?
Oh, they love him. They there's no doubt. Dallas fans, Cowboys are different, right? Cowboys are a different animal. They get treated differently. If you're a player on the other three teams, you know, they don't want to see your warts. They want to see all the Cowboy player warts. It's weird. It's very fickle here. They love him here. They overlook the whining because he does. It's annoying watching sometimes how much he complains, but that's just his game. I don't really want him to change it, because that's what makes him part of the player he is. Like, show all your emotions. I don't care, but you can't overlook the fact that he does complain at a Tim Duncan level, right? Like, it is palms up. He doesn't do palms up on defense. He does palms up when there's a bad call.
No, without a doubt, his running mate there, Kyrie Irving. Do you feel, with all the attention to the Cowboys and with Luka next to him, that is one of the contributing factors as to why we don't hear or haven't heard so much about Kyrie through the year?
I think it's a lot of it. The Mavericks can kind of go and hide for 6 months or more. You know, like, we don't really talk many other sports besides the NFL during the fall. Basically from September until the Super Bowl, unless the Rangers are making a run to the World Series, we're not really talking anything else. The Mavericks media is smaller. It's not like when you're in Brooklyn when you've got 40 beat writers out there and media. It's not like that. You can kind of come out here and hide. Now, if you play for the Cowboys, you can't. But if you play for the other three teams here in town, you can get away from it quite easy. It's almost very kind of like a college town, the way the teams can kind of control things. It's just a little different. So, yeah, I do think that's a major contributing factor. I also think that, not to discount, Kyrie Irving grew up in Jersey during Jason Kidd's run with the Nets, and he was a huge Jason Kidd fan. He looks up to him and sees him as kind of like my childhood basketball hero. That plays into it. You know, Jason Kidd has his respect. I think that that's the number one thing with Kyrie, is he's got to respect you. And if he does, and I think he clearly does with Jason Kidd, and you know, the Mavs organization allows the players to, you know, be their own person. So I think that plays into it as well. But the media attention, we're not an intrusive media in general here in DFW, and I think that kind of plays into it.
RJ Choppy joining us from 105.3 The Fan out in Dallas, Fort Worth. You talk about the Cowboys, no room to hide. You know, earlier today we learned about this huge contract to Justin Jefferson, $140 million, 35 per. If you're CeeDee Lamb, what's the expectation that you get 36 mil? It looks like CD will get his, but then Dak is going to be a free agent. What are your thoughts on how the books are being balanced with the Cowboys?
You know, I think CD is going to – look, CD, I think, wanted 35. The Cowboys are going to point to this and be like, oh, see, you're not getting 35. This is the top. He's going to fall in somewhere between A.J. Brown and 35 million. So, what, 32 to 35? He'll fall in at, you know, 34 million, 33 million. He'll fall somewhere in there. It's on the Cowboys now to pay up. CD, I don't really think CD truthfully wanted to sign until Jefferson signed. I think he wanted to see the market get set first. And I think the Cowboys, truthfully, probably wanted the same thing. Now with Dak Prescott, that's a totally different animal because we've seen Jared Goff get his money. Dak's going to want, you know, close to $60 million. I assume he'll get it, but the thing is if the Cowboys don't sign him before the year, you know, I don't know, is Dak going to be motivated to sign during the season? And there's a lot of talk in town that if he gets to free agency, you know, next March, he's gone. They don't think he's going to come back if he gets to free agency.
RJ, did you say Dak is looking for $60 million a year? I know Burrow is making 55. Dak would be looking for 60?
That's the rumors, is that he wants to come in and as close to 60 as he possibly can get. He's in that next line of resetting the market. That's what he's looking for. I think he's going to get it. You know, someone's going to give it to him. If it's not the Cowboys, someone's going to give it to him. And that's what he's looking for. Like, the Cowboys have balked it at this point. They balked to it. But they'll pay up or he'll leave. It's kind of that simple.
RJ Choppy here with us from 105.3 The Fan out in Dallas. When you talk about the team and what they've done this past offseason, even are we going to keep Mike McCarthy? Are we not? Are we going to extend Dak? Are we not? Or what are we doing in the draft? And you talk to Jerry Jones. He appears on your show. It feels like the Cowboys right now are running on a treadmill. Am I missing something here? It seems like everybody else around them is trying to do something, and it's just there.
Yeah, they operate in their own world, man. It's like Jerry's got his own schedule. They sign guys on their own time. They don't really believe in market value. It's a wild organization. It's the world's biggest mom and pop, this organization. It really is. Between all that, they've somehow won 12 games three years in a row. They put a really good product on the field, a really good team. Every year, this is a good team. You go back to Parcells, and the only years they've been below 500 is when they lost their quarterback to an injury. That's it. It's remarkable. It's remarkable how like consistent this team has been for almost 20 years, and they never advance the playoffs.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. They're always there, and they never advance. You can't make it up.
Yeah, I feel like they're running in quicksand. But I would think as Jerry Jones continues to get older, none of us are getting younger, that there would be a little bit more urgency, but that doesn't seem to be the case. It's like he's playing Hunger Games or Russian roulette with his staff and his players. It's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, he has a lot of faith in like their personnel department. Like Will McClay is the de facto general manager, and then Stephen Jones, his son, does the money side of it. And then there's Jerry. And he's not the GM. I mean, he has the final say, but he's not running things the way we think that a lot of the common people think that he is. You know, I bet you if you were to ask him to name the entire roster, I don't know that he could do that. I don't know that he could name every player on the team. He's not, I mean, he's an older guy. He's got his hand in a million different businesses. This is a business. This is his major point of money and point of interest. But, you know, I don't know deep down how invested day to day in every single player he is. He's at all the practices, but it's like, you know, he's the GM for Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb. And then there's other guys who are that was always the joke when it was even 10 years ago, he was Romo's GM and Witten's and DeMarcus Ware's and T.O. and Dez, and everybody else, they went to Steven. And I think that's kind of what it is. Like, you know, he's the GM over the top guys, and everybody else filters down.
Well, RJ, you know, we learned earlier today, unfortunately, not the news that anybody wants to deliver. Certainly when you work in our business on air or television or radio, the passing of Larry Allen had to have been a shock for everybody in the Metroplex, especially given the fact that he was on vacation with his family. If you could just share a few words about that news, and it's never good to have to be the disseminator of the information.
So we got a text message. We have a text, you know, outlet or show we can read. Somebody texted us about 6 a.m. who was at the hotel saying this happened. And we didn't, you know, we tried to look into it. Nobody confirmed anything. So we didn't say anything during our entire show. And as soon as we got done with the show, the news broke about an hour later. You know, I covered Larry for a little bit when I first started in the industry back in 2002 is when I started. And I don't think I ever heard him say a word. He was one of the most quiet individuals. And I'm friends with a lot of the 90s Cowboys that I talked to today, and they're just stunned and heartbroken because he was the youngest of the bunch. You know, he's younger than Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith and Nate Newton. He's a lot younger than this. Most, I don't think a lot of people realize, he was only around for one of the titles. He wasn't there for the first two.
95.
Yeah, and that just, I mean, that offensive line got better with him. But this was, I mean, for everybody, to a man, whether you're on the offensive side of the line or the defensive, they all said that he was, like, a super cool dude, but the most intense competitor, the most silent assassin they'd been around. And he would not say much, but he would go and he would dog walk you in practice every single day. And it made everybody around him better.
Yeah, without a doubt. Listen, growing up and watching him, it's wild that you can always notice one guy on the football field, especially on the line. He was one dude that you could identify. I could pick him out on my 13-inch television, you know, back in 95. I knew exactly who he was, and he always got the better of whoever was in front of him. Unfortunate news today, learning of his passing yesterday.
I don't know that I could think of a more famous person who played a more anonymous position in sports. I don't know. There's a household, like, everybody knew who Larry Allen was, and no, you can't name a guard, you know, like centers and guards, like Jason Kelce. We all know it doesn't count today. Everybody's got a podcast now. It doesn't count. Right.
Kevin Mawai would have had a podcast in year 2024. Right. Yeah. Right.
So it doesn't count back then to have, I mean, he became a household name, playing a position that is so anonymous, and the only reason you know offensive linemen is because they commit a holding penalty or allow a sack. That's it, right? That, for the most casual fan, yet he was a household name, and that just goes to show you how great he was.
Yeah, pro football Hall of Famer went in about a little more than a decade ago. Hey, RJ, thank you so much for sharing your perspective on everything going on in Dallas. We didn't get into the Rangers. We got plenty of time on that. I see they're kind of flat so far. Where can people follow you and all of your work on 105.3 The Fan and more?
You can follow me on social media. I'm at RJ Choppy on Twitter. I'm at RJ Choppy on most things. And then, obviously, for work, the Odyssey app, 105.3 The Fan. Sean and RJ is the show, 5:30 to 10 Central Time in the morning.
RJ, thank you so much, man. Get your rest and enjoy the finals later on this week, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me on, man.
My man, RJ Choppy. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back from break, you know, let's talk a little bit about those Dallas Mavericks. We ain't going to do a full deep dive because we still got a couple more days. We still got until Thursday before the NBA Finals get underway. But let's talk about the Mavs and the Celtics.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results. With Legion, you don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Hey, this is Matt Spiegel, and on my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, we learn how the best broadcasters in the game, like the Reds' John Sadak, try to capture the greatness of the best players, like Ellie De La Cruz.
He's a video game character. I mean, he is so athletic, and I think each moment is its own living entity, and I try to just match whatever that moment is.
The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people who bring you the game. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to RJ Choppy of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, co-host on the morning show, for coming through to, pardon the pun, to chop it up about the Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Stars. He said basically, yeah, they're hickey. What would you say? They'd be third banana, fourth banana, right?
Fourth banana, it seems.
Damn. Like. He's like, man, look. Like, it's Dallas Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys. And most people would sign up for the Mavs, you know, if it meant the Stars had to lose for the Mavs to advance. And the Rangers, they're sub 500 right now. Yo, Hickey, it's so crazy. I don't know if I want to call it parody in baseball, but it's almost the same thing in basketball. We haven't had a repeat champ in forever. I mean, you think back at the champs that we've seen, it's like we don't have a dominating team, I feel, in any sport right now outside of the Kansas City Chiefs. Would you agree?
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it's a good thing. I like that the fact that most years you go into a given year and it's open, or there are 3, 4, 5, 6 teams that truly can think they can win a championship. Don't love the fact that, you know, when the Warriors had Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, then you go into the year thinking, well, we're all playing for second place. I think kind of having this parity and having no one really be that much better than everyone else, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. So that means my New York Jets got a chance one day, right? Right? They got a chance to win the Super Bowl?
Technically, they do.
Oh, my God. I saw Aaron Rodgers. He was at the Prudential Center for the UFC fight. I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, what else is new?
He was sitting not directly behind. He was behind and adjacent to President Trump. And he, you know, Aaron Rodgers, it was kind of odd. He looked, I don't want to say embarrassed. He just, it was just an odd sight to see the two of them in the same shared space. I just hope the Jets win a Super Bowl. Okay. I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, it may not ever happen in my lifetime. One year, they'll just get lucky. But that's the guy who I'm hoping leads the New York Jets to something. I need to do better.
I mean, this is the best quarterback they've had, I mean, probably since Namath. I mean, maybe probably ever.
Yes.
So.
And we haven't even seen him play.
You're right about that. And coming off a Achilles, who knows how much of that great form that we know in the past will be this year.
He's played 4 plays. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, it'll be interesting. Can't wait until the regular season starts for those good old – well, I don't even have to wait that long. Can't wait for training camp to get those good old Aaron Rodgers press conferences. I always said if Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie Irving sat down together and did a podcast, it would just be – it'd be must-watch. We'd love it. We'd appreciate it. And Kyrie Irving, as we spoke to RJ about, quiet, crickets. Like, he got to Dallas last year. They fell out of playoff contention. This season, Kyrie plays, 70-plus games. They actually make it to the NBA Finals. This is his first finals appearance since he went with LeBron in 2016. And we didn't hear nothing about Kyrie. I guess a big portion of that, as RJ said, is because there's so much focus on the Dallas Cowboys. It's easy, yes, easy to forget that Kyrie Irving is even there. And so as he gears up to go back to Boston, you know that storyline is going to be beaten to the ground because he's going to get the crap booed out of him. And I feel like if you're the Dallas Mavericks, we already know Luka Doncic walks around like he got a chip on his shoulder. Kyrie Irving, give us something, please. Hickey, I need to see him sage the court before the game. I need to see him stomping on the mascot. I need to see him do give us something that's a little bit more interesting. If we're going to have Choir Boy Kyrie, I'm going to be bored.
I never thought we'd ever again live in a world where we would say the words Kyrie and boring in the same sentence. Once he left Cleveland, I thought that ship sailed.
Oh, man. I need it. No, I need some. I don't need him saying nothing crazy. I don't need no tweets. I don't need any of that. He sounds focused. Let's take a listen to Kyrie. This man is locked in for the NBA Finals.
We're going to enjoy this, but we obviously know this is just a pit stop in the journey, and we got to get ready for, that court turning gold, as I like to say. You know, the shoes turn gold, the jerseys turn gold, and, as a kid, that's what you dream of getting to is the finals and being able to play against the best of the best with the whole world watching.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we want. We want to see Luke and Kyrie versus Tatum and Brown. I think the Celtics are going to win. I might as well slip that in there. I don't have to give a big dive into the reason why outside of the Celtics have more talent. They have a deeper roster, okay? Jason Tatum. They didn't go to the finals last year. They lost to the Heat. They went the year before that. And Steph Curry lit them up. And so what did you learn, Jason? Tell me.
Learning from our experience, right, that playoff run was a lot of up and downs. You know, obviously we fell short of the ultimate goal last year, lost in the conference finals. So I think, you know, we've just applied everything that we've learned to this season, this postseason, and, it's been working really well.
Yeah, well, they went two seasons ago. Kyrie has not been. Since he was standing next to LeBron James. This was 2016. That's a long time ago. Man, that's crazy. I have a T-shirt from that time that Fanatics sent me. Anyway, this is what Kyrie Irving had to say about making it back for the first time in a long time.
It has been 7 long years, but it's also felt like the right amount of time, you know, in order to reward myself, be in the locker room with my teammates and enjoying it. Long time coming.
Yeah, long time coming. I'll tell you this, though. I think they're going to lose. I hope they keep it competitive. I'm actually going to root for them to win. I can't even say that. Because on one hand, I want people to give Tatum and Brown a break. Because Tatum, you know, there's been points and times where he's been up, he's been down. I want to see them finally get over the hump. And I like Luka because he has the attitude of somebody who just wants to win. He lights these guys up and is not shy about telling anybody about it. Like, that's the type of dude. I wish he'd stop whining and crying with the referees, but I appreciate Luka Doncic and how he plays the game. I'd like to see more, quite frankly. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. 27. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. The JR Sport Brief Show will continue here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got a lot to do next hour. We're going to give you a wrap up. There have been so many things that have taken place today just in the world of sports. We're going to get you up to speed, especially with that Justin Jefferson contract. We're even going to have another guest join us. Ben Lieber from KFan out in Minneapolis is going to come through to talk with us about the Vikings and what McCarthy is looking like and how Jefferson is going to, you know, shine and be a leader on this team now that he's making more money than anybody. We're going to hear from Angel Reese. We're going to talk about, again, the passing of Larry Allen. And, of course, at the end of the show, I got to take you way, 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 way back to a few things that took place this day in sports history. Oh, yeah. It's already June 3rd. Wake up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Today's been a busy day. We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.